I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a new year, but with the same issues that force some creative thinking. As Lebanon continues to struggle through a financial crisis, Beirut Baptist School has stepped up. LSESD's Julia Wallow says the K-12 school has been supplying struggling students and their families with food.
Most of our students come from non-Christian backgrounds, over 90%. And so what we see now is our school witnessing to families in very tangible, real ways, to the degree where families are asking, why are we doing this for them? They aren't part of our own religious affiliation. They know our Christian mission. They know our Christian identity. And so through the all-encompassing support of the school, we're able to witness in ways that maybe direct evangelism wouldn't have as strong of an impact in this context.
And new collaboration will bring Jesus to kids in Central Asia. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries explains.
We just finalized an agreement with FMI where we'll be reaching families within Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran.
Rich in kid-centered resources, Keys for Kids will provide tools for indigenous church planters and pastors trained by FMI.
They don't have any resources to help moms and dads disciple their kids.
Pray for wisdom as believers translate Keys for Kids devotionals from English into Pashto, Urdu, and Farsi. Find more prayer needs at our website and consider a gift to Keys for Kids.
It's a huge need, and it's not something that's coming cheap. We've committed to providing about $110,000 for this project. And so we're going to need support. We're going to need help.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.